There's only 7 days a year that assessment's ongoing in Letterkenny out of 365 days a year where there should be 7 specialist orthodontists in place. There's only one. And the fact that the two amendments that came forward, one for a new building or an extension of the present building, and also for new academic and medical support that's to be there with regards to extra consultants, has never been acted on from 2004 to 2008. And the big worry here is that the consultant himself finishes with, "We are in crisis mode."
And there's no immediate sign on the horizon of any resolution to this. We have staffing issues, we have funding issues. Is there any indication from what you're seeing that it is being realistically tackled?
No, unfortunately, and it's even worse because of the assessment that's even been done on normal dental care with regards to what the report that I've got today, and I've it up in front of the council again, is that there's up to a 6 months waiting list for 200 children in Letterkenny dental services. And these are, majority of these are children with special needs who are actually being left in pain for up to 2 to 3 months because the services aren't there, where the clinics were taking place twice a week, which wasn't adequate. Now they're down to once a week. So there's a huge problem out there with both orthodontic services and dental services within Letterkenny General Hospital, and someone's going to have to deal with it. I've passed this information on to the HSE. I know they have a very difficult job, but the bottom line here is that it's in crisis mode and that there's children with special needs who are not receiving treatment and are being left in pain.